People packed a Clarkston hotel meeting room last night to talk about the pros and cons of removing Snake River dams. That includes issues from salmon runs to barging to energy supplies. One thing tribal members say needs more attention is treaty fishing rights. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt has more.
More than 300 people showed up to hear speakers talk about why it's important to either keep or alter the four lower Snake River dams. The panel stems from a Washington State study that will guide the state's position on dam removal. Nez Perce tribal member David Johnson says one of the biggest issues for the tribe is to have access to treaty fishing rights, a promise he says has not been kept.
What really has been important is that some livelihoods have always been held as sacrosanct, whereas others have not been so, and specifically with regards to tribes and the ability to harvest fish.
Other panelists said it doesn't have to be a choice of dams or salmon, that there could be ways to make both work. But advocating for dam removal, Nez Perce tribal members said a lot has been tried so far, and more needs to be done. I'm Courtney Flatt in Clarkston, Washington.